see you in school and I don't say hi, please don't take it personal, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Really, you're a nice boy and everything.
It's okay.
That is a teenage Diane Lane in the cult classic The Outsiders. The actress received an Oscar nomination for Unfaithful and has also starred in movies like The Perfect Storm and Justice League. Lane is a new cast member on the very popular Netflix series House of Cards. The show revealed last month that Kevin Spacey's character, Frances Underwood, is dead following the actor's exit from the series. So Lane portrays Annette, who runs her family's powerful conglomerate and has a shared history with the new president, that's Claire Underwood.
Whatever Francis promised or did is buried with him.
No, I know. We all need to let him go. Start from some kind of scratch. Though it must haunt you, the fact that he died next to you in bed.
Diane Lane joins us at the table, such a bitchy, snarky character.
But it'll times.
Well, it's so opposite of who you are, Diane Lane. Aww. I know it's called acting.
Typecasting.
No, I know it's called acting. But tell us about your character, because she and Robin Wright, she and Claire Underwood, have history, the two of them.
That is true. We actually get to see some lovely young actresses portray us in high school years, and we see some of their backstory. I mean, when you know somebody from that time, you definitely have a little dirt on them, inevitably.
Yeah.
And, you know, we maximize weaponizing it, as you should.
But this is the thing. You guys were already filming this series and these episodes when we got word that Kevin Spacey would no longer be part of the cast. Did you think, oh, no, it's going to be over? Did you think the show would be canceled?
Well, everybody knows exactly where they were when they heard the news that was involved with the show. I mean, we'd already been filming. I was filming on another show called The Romanoffs, which is opening same time for me. And it was a big scene. We were in a church, and everybody's staring at me and talking. And they're looking at their phones. And at a certain moment, I started to feel paranoid. I didn't know what was going on. And they all came over to me, and suddenly one was brave enough to say,
"Yeah,
the show has been canceled." And I said, "Excuse me?" Because headlines are like that now. They're very hyperbolized.
Yeah. You know? Hyperbolic, yes.
And exaggerated. And it wasn't canceled, but it threw everybody into a panic because it's such a beloved show. Mm-hmm. And it was very dramatic news. And, of course, we wound up going on hiatus, and the writers did a beautiful job.
Were you wondering how it could continue?
Well, I mean, my joke has been, if you can make a joke about anything as grave as that, I mean, how do you do a show about Godzilla, but you can't see Godzilla? And, you know, it was an extraordinary game of Jenga for the writers to achieve, you know, how they...
But at the core of the show, this essential thing is the backbiting, the backstabbing, that incredible scene we saw of you, which is cold, steely, knife-shiving. Is that what's at the center of this? And if so, what does that say about us?
Well, it's funny. I don't know, with the zeitgeist of current events and politics and this show having used to be so shocking, and now the writers have to, and they have successfully exceeded the headlines, which, I mean, that's an achievement.
So you had me at Romanoffs.
Oh.
I want to talk about
Russian.
The Russian, exactly, and me. I grew up obsessed with the Russian royal family, obviously.
Oh, wonderful.
That was before the Russian Revolution. And this Amazon series is about a bunch of different characters who think that they're all long-lost descendants of the family.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, it's a story of humanity. It's a story of people who, their families, they're interspersed all over the world. They don't necessarily know about one another.
I don't know if
and each show is a little movie. And Matthew Weiner is so gifted as a writer and director on this. Of course, it's his vision. And I can't wait to find out what the thread is that connects all these stories. But I know that each one is delicious. And it's fun not knowing what to expect. And it's fun having a fresh cast. Mm-hmm. It's a different way. It's appointment television. It's... what's old is new again in terms of appointment television.
It seems to be good to be Diane Lane. You've got two hit series going on at the same time. That's pretty good, Diane
Lane.
Thank
you. Yes. Thank you. Coming from you, that's quite a compliment.
No, before you got here, Bianca was talking about you. We said, we remember you in Unfaithful, and she said she was effortlessly beautiful. And that's still continuing.
Stunning.
Today.
Oh, effortless. Yes. I woke up like this.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Flawless. We're cheering you on,
Diane.
Thank you.